নিবে, যদি বাজার করতে হয় তো কাজ করবে, চলবে পরে করবে। আজ বৃহস্পতিবার মহাপ্রভু এন্ড দোল পূর্ণিমা বিপরীত কুমার সাইকন বুদেশন মেনি পিপুল কামস কাম হিয়ার এন্ড টু অ্যাকোমোডেট ওয়ান জেন্টলম্যান ইজ কনস্ট্রাক্টিং এ বিল্ডিং গৌর
anything question you can put
any question
I want to know now I'm conditioned soul, I'm in Maya, I do not know my relationship to Krishna. It is said that I have an eternal relationship to Krishna and I can know when I become pure, completely purified, then I will know what kind of relationship I have.
Yes, and the mist will be clear, the sun will
Yes, the sun will look, come up.
In its full pristine glory.
So my...
The mist of misunderstanding, or Navidas Karma Gyan, that is covered, and that will be resolved gradually, and the internal relationship will appear.
So this eternal relationship, is this always the same or can this be also changed, like from deferential loving affection to Madhurya or from Madhurya to a servant? Do they have a change of this relationship?
It will be known gradually and the barrier will be cleared, the cover between, and that will be vague. It will come to me. The preventive world between the two, that will be faded, thinner and thinner, and then it will be conceived in a gradual process. When in the stage of bhava-bhakti, then it will come to the understanding somewhat, and then gradually it will be clear. Anatta-nivitti, kata-vipi, asakti, then bhava. When the devotion will reach the stage of bhava, then of course it will appear to a certain extent in a vague way. And then gradual, by gradual process, the definite identification will be clear. So the attraction, the quality of attraction one will feel from Krishna, it will be clear gradually. The attraction, the connection between the two is intervened by Anyavilas Karma Gyan, these propensities, the foreign things. And that will be thinner, and then gradually the attraction, the nature of attraction, in what rasa, and how depth, intensity, gradually it will come into this cloud. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And not in imagination or vague, it is more clear than the sun. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, I was reading a book about the Krishna Leela and the difference between prakata and aprakata. Prakata.
Prakita, aprakita.
Yes.
Aprakita, he's always aprakita. Aprakita means similar to prakita. similar to human passion, but it is not so. Not mundane, but similar to mundane. Krishna is Jatakakala Sarvottama Navarira. Amongst all his pastimes, the human type of pastimes is the best. It has been mentioned. Humanly. His humanly behavior has been considered to be best suited. Highest conception, not godly or transcendental or grave or majesty. That is not the highest type. The simplicity, this ordinary, humanly pastimes has been considered to be the best of all. That is the most original. And the ganja, the whole reverence, that is not like the yogis of the higher tribe. Grand majesty, all these things in all reverence, very far distant religions. And the human, equally dust, very close.
Very intimate relation.
Very intimate. Intensely intimate.
Yes.
And that has been said to be the highest mercy there. That is his real highest position. When he is such, so merciful. So merciful, so loving, so affectionate. Just like in the same language is Sankritas. Sometimes just as a mother weeping, he is weeping and carrying the shoes of his father. And the friends are also climbing on his shoulder in this way. Very, very homely. এখন গাড়ি যাচ্ছে নাকি রায় গৌর গদাধর রায় গৌর গদাধর গৌর হরি গৌর গৌর ম্যাগনানিমিটিজ লাভ অ্যান্ড অ্যাফেকশন ইজ অফ সচ এ হাই ডিগ্রি দ্যাট হি বিকাম সো ম্যান হোম কত নটা লাগবে গোবিন্দ গৌর হরি ভৌ নিজাই গৌর হরি ভৌ নিজাই গৌর হরি ভৌ নিজাই গৌর হরি ভৌ
When the Guru is here, he engages us for something what Krishna wants. But in the absence of our Guru, we may do some devotional service according to our own initiative. How do we know if Krishna wants that?
We shall try to ask our internal Guru. We shall try to get dictation from the internal. In such case, what may be required of me, my master, is revealed. With this idea we have to promote Chaitanya Guru, or if any other Shiksha Guru is available outside. If Shiksha Guru is not available, then we have to appeal to our internal Chaitanya Guru, Mahi Kalyana Kishkashti, and Durgatini Tata Gacchati, the sincere, they won't have any thing to repent. If they are sincere to his own self, he would have such dictation which will help him in his progress in his future life. Thereafter, he asks his master within and put to test that what, in such case, what should please my Guruji. I shall do that. As much as I can guess, as much as I can understand, I can feel, I am doing it. That this sincerity will be the last to the soul. That if any outside Shiksha Guru is available, we must consult with them.
Sometimes Shiksha Gurus have differences of opinion. Many Shiksha Gurus.
In that case also, I am captive to my own inner Guru. And what should I take? Please suggest to me internal solution. Otherwise, what can I do? In every case, we have to do like that. If any difference of opinion in the outside guides, then we have to appeal to our own conscience and to go and look up in it. No other alternative. Or is it possible to another recognized Shikha Guru I may approach against these two differences of opinion? That I can do. And if there also I fail, then I must appeal to my internal Guru. No other alternative. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
If I ask the Guru within my heart, the Chaitanya Guru, then how do I know this? The Guru is speaking to me, not my mind. Maybe my mind is telling me something.
Well, that will be according to my own real position. It may not be clear always, but we have no other alternative. Our inner judge, that is to decide finally. Even if I come to my Guru, that also, but the inner selection took me there. I left my present environment and came to Swami Maharaj. How? My internal guide helped me to accept him as Guru. So I can't neglect him, my dictator within. If he has taken me to a right Guru, then he may not be a traitor. You can consult with him as a friend, a reliable friend who has taken me to such a personality. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai 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 Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai.
But we are just neophytes, beginning devotees. We are not so pure, we think, to communicate with the Chaitya Guru.
As it is so, it will be better for us to get a Shiksha Guru to secure if possible. That would be easy for us, more helpful. But in extreme case, when that is not possible, then 500 to appease our own within the world, Chaitanya, more than our target. And when our real Guru Master is also living, I am posted in some duty in far away, for some urgent step to be taken for some consideration, and no time, must take some decision, then what shall I do? I may appeal to my inner Guru, what he will be pleased to accept. As I may consider reading, I shall do that. If no time, to take his order from far off. Immediate decision is necessary, but something. then also you do such things. No time to come his direct order. I must take decision immediately. At that time, this will please my Guruji. With this assertion, I shall take up duty work.
This Krishna consciousness movement.
This Atma, it is mentioned, one who has surrendered, he may not commit any offense. If you surrender and then appeal what I am to do, my master did take me, and you do accordingly, sincerely, then if it is wrong also, you are not to be a party to that wrong. It is like that. Because not consciously you wanted to disobey him. You tried your utmost to obey him to the obey him some person. But from your position, you are not a perfect man. So from your position, as much as possible you have done, he would be satisfied with that. He is all-knowing, he is omniscient. He has tried his best. From our position, we shall try our best, and we will be rewarded accordingly. There may not be any insincerity, duplicity, hypocrisy, self-feeding, self-suicide. Gaur nahi kalyanu kit kaschit durgatiṁ tāta gacchati. One who is sincere, who is thinking, who is trying to get the good, is never be deceived. We must be true to our own self, to our own consciousness. In whatever plane we be, we must be true to our consciousness, to that plane. Again, when we rise up, we must consider according to the state of that plane. We must not be insincere in the thinking within our plane. His dictation is also of similar type. According to our stage, he gives us some order. In higher stage, he gives another type of order. Another higher stage, another type of order. According to our capacity, our stage, our nature, the orders come to us. Otherwise, it will be impossible for us to progress, make any progress. According to our stage, our duty should be attached. And the results expected accordingly. A man who has got the capacity of lifting 1 month, he may not be asked that he must lift the weight of 100 months. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna. It seems, Maharaj, sometimes we think we're sincere, and we might have a little sincerity, but then we find out we're insincere because of other levels or other things started coming in, so we find out our sincerity was nothing.
I can't follow. What did you say?
Can you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes our sincerity, we're sincere, but then all of a sudden we realize that the sincerity we have was only a superficial thing.
We think we are sincere, but in the reality is that we are not very sincere.
Huh?
We think that we are very sincerely serving Krishna, but the reality becomes known that we are actually very shallow in sincerity.
Of course. That may be in all cases. It is possible. and according to our stage we will be dealt with.
So it seems that the when we have the insincerity, then maybe we can become sincere again.
A boy should be given the standard of examination of a boy, not a grown-up man. Oh. Boy's examination, boy's questions in the examination of a boy would be like that of a boy, not of a grown-up man. Different standard. Gradually we will be taken to the higher standard. Parakshabhadabhidoyam balanamunsasam. Just as a boy, a child would be guided with some modified policy. So, that sort of process has been taken in to deal with us. Okay?
Sometimes the guru engages us in service, which is... Sometimes the guru, he engages us in service that is above our ability to perform. It's beyond our capacity.
Then you have to inform him that it is very difficult for me to do this. Then it is still arduous, then as you can, as you have to do. If you think that this is beyond your capacity, you may just inform it to your master that I am not fit to, I don't think me to be fit to discharge this sort of duty, if it is considered. But still he says, no, you have to do this. Then you will do as much as you can. You have faith in that guru. If you think to be his real guru, you will do that as much as you can. You must think that he has some super motive to engage me in such a thing, some higher, some far-fetched idea. Then you will engage yourself in that.
Maharaj? This Krishna consciousness is very beautiful. The cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very sweet. Many people become attracted by Krishna and by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So why sometimes some devotees, they losing their taste and they going away after some time?
First thing, it depends on the intensity of Sukati. And second is, of course, free will, the circumstance. Is independent will, the circumstance, and his previous initial merit. Every action is combination of several resultant. Every action. In Bhagavad Gita you will find panchaitani nibudhome karunani prasadvidha. If one event is to analyze, then we have to find contribution from different forces. It is a combination of different forces. So generally, his previous merit and the present free will and the environment.
Yes.
And the mercy of the Lord. It depends on these four or five things. That free will may commit Vaishnavara. And the previous merit, that means Sukriti, that floats, keeps us floating on the standard, on that standard, that level. That is the previous acquisition, keeps us on the standard in that time. And then the transaction of the free will, he may commit some offenses also. And the environment, the paraphernalia around, their free will, their mercy, depends on all these things. Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur.
Maharaj, once one of your godbrothers, he was telling me that we are chanting Hare Rama in the Maha Mantra, but we are not supposed to say Rama. He says this is not Shuddha. We should say Ram.
Ram?
He said that we are chanting Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Ramo.
Yeah. He said this is not Shuddha, not pure.
But Ram.
Oh. Yes. But in Kirtan, everybody's chanting Rama.
It's Ramo, Ramo. That is the true pronunciation. But if one says Ram, that doesn't mean that will be nothing. Somewhat. The internal feeling, that is more important, underlying the sound. This Krishna, Kanaya, Kan, anything one may say, but it mainly depends on the internal, the realization of the meaning of the word, bhava. Radha, some say Rai, Kanai, in this way, very adorable way of addressing Kan, Kan. But internal, the wealth is within the feeling of the meaning, internal feeling of the meaning.
So when we
one has got a written name, but mother may call him by the same sound, not fully according to grammar or pronunciation.
Yeah.
But that does not affect. Her affection is all in all.
Yeah.
The mother calls a child by a name. The name may not be pronounced very in the strict sense, but the affection behind the name, calling, that is more valuable. So Ramo or Ram, that may not be very. The Ramo and Ram, that is not to be considered valuable. But the internal feeling with which he is taking the name, that is more and more.
So sometimes we are introducing Maha Mantra to new persons, and they have no idea, no feeling what is Ram, what is Krishna. How should they pronounce?
Do it naturally as Ramo, Ramo, Oka. Not Ram, Ramo. That is the real pronunciation. But if one pronounces it as Ram, that does not mean that the whole thing is quiet. But Ramo, that is the correct pronunciation. Grammatically correct. But everything depends on the heart, on the feeling, on the sincere dedication, surrender. That is the thing to be considered of most importance, the highest importance is your earnestness. The child calls the father, Papa, or in any disfigured sound. Mm. But that is not, that is overlooked. The inner earnestness that is to be recorded. Krishna, Gaurhari. Jai Gaurhari Bol, Jai Gaurhari Bol. Jai Gaurhari Bol, Jai Gaurhari Bol.
Sometimes we are introducing the chanting process to many new persons, but because of some previous idea, they do not like Hare Krishna mantra. We can tell them something else, like Govinda Jaya Jaya or something like that.
That depends upon their stage of devotion. Stages, different variety stages of devotion. Govinda Jai Jai, Govinda Jai Jai. But when asked to pronounce Hare Krishna, they do not show any encouragement there. Yeah.
Our Guru Maharaj has told us to chant minimum 16 rounds. So we're neophyte devotees, sometimes we don't have so much attraction for chanting 16 rounds. What can we do to get more attraction for chanting?
That's it. Minor differences. Chanting, but must engage himself in the service. Service of the name and the service of Guru, Vaishnava. They are almost equal. But still, the basis must be the service of the name to such an extent. Your Guru Maharaj introduced 16 rounds. Our Guru Maharaj told at least 4 rounds, because we are engaged more busily in these services. You must see that the mala may not fast. Some sort of services must be done to her. At least 4 rounds, that was his instruction. But when you get leisure, you can do more. Not only 16 rounds, but whole 16 rounds, one lap. That is the general standard recommended by Mahaprabhu.
One leg.
When one is not in an organized body, living individually, especially. As when in an organized body, they have got always order from the superiors to do this, that, and always live in service. There it is relaxed. In that case, it is relaxed. But when a grihastha living individually, they should rather take one back. That is the general standard recommended by Mahaprabhu and our Guru Maharaj. But when in an organized body and they are required to do service, running here and there, sometimes so much busy that he can't sleep even in the night. In that case also he will try at least 4 rounds. No rest when he is getting in 24 hours. So busily and waste. But living individually as a grihastha, he should one lakh, he should take. That was just a general recommendation. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. 9:30, is it?
Yes, it's
7. I shall have to. Canada is more cold.
Yes. Now they have snow all over Canada.
Mexico, Venezuela, they are hot country.
Yes, similar Ecuador. To here.
Mm. And the southern side of Ecuador. Mm. When Ramanuja came with Chidananda in the first trip, now I understand that Ramanuja, he came from the hippie section and again he has returned to that hippie section. For some time, got some Sukriti, gathered some Sukriti. Helplessly wandering, the jiva so attracted by different direction. And the Krishna Smriti, Abhuti. Krishna Smriti. And Abhuti is Deha Smriti. Gopikan says, Deha Smriti nahiyar samsaruku pahatar. One who is unconscious of his material body, he has got no this worldly connection. Material connection. We are conscious of our material body and then come in connection with the material world, atmosphere. If we are unconscious, independent of this material body, no connection with the world, mortal. This is the medium between the material world and the Atma. First, connection is mind, mental system, and then this body, consciousness. Parikshit Maharaj, after finishing his Bhagavad course, in the conclusion is warning the audience, especially Parikshit. Tanturajan Marishyeti Pushu Buddhi Vinang Jahi. Hoping that you will die, give up this animal consciousness. Eliminated fully from your attention that you will die. Don't allow your attention to come down to material conception. You remain in your own soul conception. Take your stand firmly there. Why do you allow yourself to come down to the conception of this matter, your body, of these things? It is unnecessary. Don't allow your attention to come down to material consciousness. You are independent of that. Think of your soul and the higher soul and its achievement with the higher souls. Prospect, your transaction, all upwards. Stick to that. Why do you care to come down? And this material conception of the world, the body, of these things, it is unnecessary. Independent of that, you can live and move and very happily. Do you follow?
Yes.
Pashu buddhi, this is animal consciousness. That I cannot stay without a body. What is this? You can't stay without the body. What is left here, you also stay. Why do you allow yourself to come in this consciousness of matter, which is mortal? Don't allow yourself to come down, to have experience of this material world. This is animal consciousness, kill it. Butcher it. Tanturajanmarishyeti pasubuddhi mimangjahi. That I shall die, this is animal consciousness, just kill it. Final. At the same time, try to soul up, from soul to over soul, from over soul to the Narayana conception, from there to Krishna conception, try to live in Bhajya connection with those themselves. Divine themselves, how they are recklessly engaged in serving the sweet will of their Lord. They are all sacrificed in Balan. But they are always, the SS army or Hitler, Suicidal squadron, have prepared for anything and everything. So the Vajra Gopis or something like that, suicidal. But a slight satisfaction of Krishna ready to lay up there, whole. Not only whole body, the whole prospect, the whole thing, everything. Everything concerning, ready, at second notice. Second notice, such preparedness for the service of Krishna, with the whole risk of whole thing. That is the highest standard of life. Hare Krishna, holy. Sacrifice to the extreme. We find sacrifice for the good, sacrifice for the absolute good. And the good, beauty, and bliss expressed. Very near, your abode will be very nearest, according to the degree of and the intensity of sacrificing attitude. The nearer the thought. By sacrifice, we live. By enjoying, we lose. We lose. And by serving, we thrive. Serving, we thrive. And by enjoying, we lose. And the renunciation is the zero. No loss, no gain. In comparison with the positive acquisition, it is loss. No loss, no gain. When there is no gain, then that is a loss. In that sense, that is a loss. Renunciation, mukti, salvation, mere liberation. That is a loss in comparison with the positive attainment of a service. Hare Krishna. Reality is for itself. It is for nothing else than Him. We are for Him. We are for Him. Our existence meant only for His service purpose. He is the integer. He is existing. He is all in all. And we are, ours are subservient. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
Think, oh, you go, you go. Oh.
কৃষ্ণ নামে রুচি হবে ঘুচিবে বন্ধন অনায়াসে সফল হবে জীবের জীবন বৃন্দাবনে রাধার স্বামে পাবে দর্শন নিজাই চৈতন্য বলে না আমার মন জয় গৌর গলাধর গোস্বামী প্রভু গলাধর প্রভু তুমি নীলাম্বুদিত